Good morning. Welcome to Faith in the Morning. Something good is going to happen to you today, so expect miracles. Thank you for joining me today. Faith in the Morning exists to help you start your day with faith and encouragement, and that's exactly what's going to happen today. So thank you for joining me. Thank you for adding us to your morning routine. We start Faith in the Morning by going over a faith confession, an affirmation that reminds us who we are in Christ. It's so important to remind ourselves on a daily basis what God says about us. You know why? It helps us renew our minds, it helps us focus, and it helps us release our faith so we can experience the life God has for us. You can find this affirmation in the show notes on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, as well as the description on social media. Come on and say it with me. Say, I'm the salt of the earth. I'm the light of this world. Jesus said it, so I believe it. I'm a carrier of the glory of God. Today, I will experience the extreme goodness of God. Today, I make myself available for God to show his goodness to others through me. Today, I'm increasing in influence. Today, I will see the goodness of God in my life. Today, something good is going to happen to me, so I expect miracles. Praise God. Go with me to 2 Corinthians chapter 5. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. You know, yesterday on Faith in the Morning, we shared how the same power that raised Jesus from the dead lives on the inside of you. And today we're going to continue on with the theme we talked about on Resurrection Sunday. If you missed that message, I called it Finding X, and you can find it in the description, in the show notes, on the podcast, and on social media. You can find it on our Faith Plus app and on our other podcasts as well. One of the things we took this Easter Sunday, this Resurrection Sunday, to talk about our identity in Christ. And it's so important that you understand who you are in Christ, because once you are in Christ, you're not supposed to look at yourself outside of Christ. When you're born again, you're placed into Christ. And if you see yourself outside of Christ, outside of his provision for your life, outside of who he says you are, you will settle for a life far less than what Jesus paid for by shedding his blood on the cross. So let's look at what it says in 2 Corinthians chapter 5. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Notice what it says here. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. When you were born again, what happened? Did your body change? No. Did your mind change? No. What happened? Your spirit changed. Your spirit was born again from the incorruptible seed of the Word of God, as the scripture says. And so on the inside, everything changed. Everything was made new. You became a new creature that's never been seen before. So go ahead and say out loud and put in the chat, say, I am a new creation. Come on, say out loud, put in the chat, say, I am a new creation. This is part of the basis of the foundation of who we are in Christ. You are a new creature. You're not an old sinner saved by grace. That's an oxymoron. You're either an old sinner or you're saved by grace. When you're born again, your spirit person changed forever. You were recreated, as it says in Ephesians chapter 2. And what it said, you are a new creation in Christ. So say out loud, put in the chat, say, I am a new creation. One of the things when I read this scripture growing up as a teen, you know, one of the things is me and my brothers, we loved comic books, loved comic book shows. And when I would read this scripture growing up, it would always remind me of the X-Men. You know, the X-Men are really popular once again because of the new show that is a cartoon they have streaming now. And one of the things about the X-Men is they were mutants. They were creatures with powers that were different from the rest of the world. And they're creatures the world had never seen before. And to me, that's what it's like for a lot of us when we're born again. We are born again. And even the Bible says the world doesn't understand us because the world doesn't know the Spirit. We were born again because of the Spirit of God. When we were born again, the Spirit of God moved in on the inside of us. So now we are creatures different from the rest of the world. And we've been given powers and abilities that are different from the rest of the world. But to understand your future and what God has called you to do, you must understand that you are a new creature. Because if you try to live the old ways, you try to live the world's ways, you try to get ahead by doing what the world says you need to do, you won't get that far because that's not who you are. You are a new creation in Christ Jesus. You have been born again. You've been recreated for good works, as it says in Ephesians chapter 2. You have to understand who you are if you can fulfill your destiny. And that's why I encourage you to listen to that message from Easter, because a lot of people are searching for the why, but they don't find the true X. What is the X? Their identity in Christ. So I want this to stir in your mind today. I am a new creation. So yes, you say, well, I've been born again for a while now, but I still struggle with what I did in the past. You are not your struggle. Come on, say out loud, put in the chat, say, I am not my struggle. Come on, say out loud, put in the chat, say, I am not my struggle. You know, the book of Hebrews says there's a sin that so easily besets. Every one of us has our own struggle, but you're not supposed to identify with your struggle. You're supposed to identify with Christ and identify what he said about you. So today, I want you to identify with this truth that you are a new creation and old things have passed away. All things have become new. When you begin to say that and begin to think that, and you begin to say that about yourself throughout the day, and begin to think that about yourself throughout the day, those old things, those things of the world won't have places to hold on anymore because you realize that's not who I am. I am a new creation in Christ. So one more time, say out loud, put in the chat, say, I am a new creation. We'll pick up here tomorrow on Faith and More and share even more. But I want you to know you are a new creation in Christ Jesus. God has a wonderful plan for your life, and it's not based on who you were before you were born again. So you can't say, well, I can't have a good life because I did too many bad things. No. You've been born again. You are a new creation, and God's plan for your life is based on his goodness and how much he loves you. And you know what John 17 says? He loves you as much as he loves Jesus. We're out of time for today. Make sure you share this podcast with someone else so they can be encouraged. And you'll see the link in the show notes and on the description for today's newsletter. Read today's newsletter. You'll get even more encouragement to help you live this supernatural lifestyle of faith. I love you so much. I'll see you next time on Faith in the Morning. God bless.